Daf is Daf Chaf Hey. So the Gemara is in the middle of the sugya. We're discussing the idea of removing the sear, the hair from a bechor, in order to make it easier to find the makom hashchita. And the Gemara had wanted to know: this is permitted for a bechor, but is it also permitted for an yantif or not? Maybe it's different for yantif if you needed to remove some of the hair. So the Gemara in the end concluded that it's permitted to be, you could remove the hair of an animal in order to perform the shechita, the makom shechita. The Gemara says it's mutter because it's davar sheinu miskaven, since your intent is not to really do tlisha, your intent is really to just have the makom shechita available, so therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara says in the very top word in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, mutter, you just decided that we concluded it's mutter, and Rashi says, mishum detaima, Shenu miskavinhum. Your kavanah is not to really do tlisha. Your kavanah is just to make the again the area available for shechita. Asks the Gemara now, very top line. Umi Amar Rav Halchi. Does Rav really say this? That's permitted. V'Amar Rav Chia. Doesn't it say Bar Ashi Mishmei de Rav Misuchia? This is a Gemara that appears in Ketubas as well. Misuchraya de Nazaisa Ashladuka. So the way it used to work was, let's say you had a barrel of wine or beer or something inside. So you'd plug the hole to prevent anything from falling out or anything going inside of it. So when you plug it very tightly, so oftentimes it would then absorb some of the wine that's inside, and then you end up doing shechita and squeezing out, which is an iser deraisa. So it's asr l'haduka v'yomotavim. You can't do this on yantif. It's a problem. Even though your kavana is not to do shechita, your kavana is simply just plug the hole. But still, we see Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Asr. And this is a statement in the name of Rav that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is going to be Asr. So Gemara says, answers famously, Hahi Afilu Rabbi Shimon Modi. Even Rabbi Shimon is the Tana who holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. Even he would agree in this case of Mesuchaya Din Zaisa, even he would agree this is Asr. Why? Because Afilu Rabbi Shimon Modi, it's Asr, because Abai, Rava, Damar Tavai, both of them hold Modi Rabbi Shimon Bipsik Resha, Velo Yamas. That we know if something is inevitable, that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is something that you don't intend on doing, but when it's going to be inevitable that the Isr will take effect, as Rashi says in the top here, Velo Yamas, the first narrow line down, Kevin de Mahadek La, since you plug the beer, the barrel, with the rag of some sort, lo efshelo below shechita. It's impossible that there won't be shechita. In other words, there vaday will be shechita, and therefore that, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that's usher, it's inevitable. Aval Lefano says, Aseyar efshir below tlisha. When you move the hair to the side just to create some area for the shechita, you're not really pulling them out. They might fall out, maybe they won't fall out. That's not a psik resha, and therefore that's simply a davar shenu miskaven. That's mutter. But by a psik resha, Rabbi Shimon and Rav all agree it would in fact be usher. Asks the Gemara now further, aha, don't we have another statement? Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. We see clearly that Rav, possibly like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Aser. So Rav, above we said Rav Paskin Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter by the case of Yantif. So it's a steer within Shitas Rav. And the Gemara just finishes off the grouping of who Paskins like which one. Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. We don't care for Shmuel right now. Rav Chia Bar Avin Masi Below Gavra. Rav Chia had the same thing. He just didn't teach a person quoting the name. In other words, he just said directly, Rav Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel Amar Halacha Ki Rabbi Shimon. But what comes out from this statement is Rav clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Aser, but we're saying by the case of Yantif, Davar Sheinu Miskaven is in fact Mutter according to Rav. So Ella the Gemara explained, Liolam Savar Rav, really Rav holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven is really Aser like Rabbi Yehuda, like we just said. So how come the case of Tolish Briyantif? Tolish lav hainu gozes. Tolish is not really gozes. Uviyantif hainu time of the shari, tabe le oker davar migidulo kilaachar yad. So the issue of Yantif is you're moving something from oker davar migidulo. You're removing it from its life source. But since you're doing kilaachar yad, you're doing this in a shina, people don't really move hairs away with their hands to remove hair. You usually use a kli of some sort, but you're using your hand here. Since it's kilaachar yad, this is a shinoi, in that case it's going to be permitted on Yantif. Normally davar sheinu miskaven is Asr, but Davar Sheinu Miskaven, Ayidei Shinoi, Kilaachar Yad, there Rav would say it's going to be Mutter. So the Gemara then says, "V'tolish lav hayinu gozes." Is it really true when a person does tolish with his hand? That's not considered gozes. That's not one of the lamates malachos. V'hatani, the Braisa clearly tells us, "Hatolish is hakana, kind of a person who pulls off a feather." Hakotma, a person who cuts off the end of the feather, or hamorto, a person who smoothens out the leather, the feather, the piece, the rod, whatever it's inside. What?
Hairs,
okay, whatever, you're smoothing out something of the feather, so you smooth out the kana, you make it smooth, and by way of that, you're removing the hair or the feathers of the bird. So all these different situations are chayv shalosh chatos. The person does all three, you chayv three separate chatos. Why three chatos? Amari shlakish, are each three different melachos. Tolesh chay mishum gozes. When you pull out the hair, you pull out the feather, that's going to be gozes. That's melacha one. Hakotem, one who cuts off the tip of the feather or the hair, chay mishum mechatech. You're now evening out the leather. And when you're smoothing out the kanev, the feather, you're chay mishum mimachek, of smoothing out skin, smoothing out the leather. So these are three different melachos. So clearly we see tolesh is considered gozes. So Gemara says, no, shiny knaf, it's different when it comes to the wing of a bird, the feather of a bird, dainu orche, that's considered normal. That's where it's going to be aser. Meaning, it's beyad, when you're plucking out a feather of a bird, beyad is considered orche, that's considered derech, and that's why Yechayv Chatas in that last case of the Braisa. When pulling out hairs of an animal, people don't plug out hairs, semir or seyar, from an animal with a yad, they use a kli. But if one were to use a hand, a yad, that would be considered kalachar yad. There's a very important halacha that comes out of here. Let's say you have chicken on Shabbos, your wife makes you chicken, and there's some feather attached still attached to the chicken still. Is there a problem to pluck out the feathers from that chicken or not? So the Rush quotes from the Ramban that it's not only usher to pull out the feathers when the animal's alive, but even after the animal dies, it's still a violation of tolish. So it's a big shaila. Is a person allowed to remove it? So some say you can't remove a feather. If you have feathers on the chicken that's been cooked, you're not allowed to remove it. So many achronim try to figure out, is there any heter, because apparently the minug, now this is not very common because most chickens are pretty clean before it gets cooked, but at times in Europe when they would have like a full thing of chicken and they wouldn't be able to pluck out all the feathers, and you come to eat it, you don't want to eat a feather, so you take it out beforehand, there's a big shaila whether you're allowed to do to remove it. So Rav Moshe writes, they quote true from Rav Moshe in the back here, that after you cook the chicken, so then it's as if the feather is ready, is really removed. And it's as if it's not even attached to the animal anymore. And what he says is that a person, ideally, you should do some form of a shinur. So it's in order to avoid the shiloh, you should try to move the feather with your mouth, like with your teeth or lips, and take the feather out and spit it out, and then eat it. But if that's not possible, or maybe it's too disgusting for a person to do, so then you could pluck it out directly with your hand. If there is, whatever the case is, if you have a case of feathers, so then if you want to remove it, everything attached to the skin. So then the Gemara says, fine. Umidirav. So we said above that Rav held like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. He was the Tana in the Mishnah that allowed one, when it came to the Bechor, you're able to remove the hairs in order to find the Makom Shechita. So we said Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. So then the Gemara wants to know, is the opposite true as well? Do we say Savar Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Shadavar Shemus? So then Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Savar the Karav. Must be that he agrees in the opposite as well. Meaning that he holds like Davar Shemus Kavin is Aser, like Rav holds. So Gemara challenges that assumption. The Savar Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam Davar Shemus Kavin Aser, is that really true? That he thinks that Davar Shemus Kavin is really Aser? Does he really hold like Rav and like Rabbi Yehuda? Vatani, the Braisa tells us with regards to Paraduma. We know an animal that's a Paraduma, in order to be qualified as a Paraduma, every hair must be red. If there are two black hairs, it disqualifies the Paraduma. But let's say you have a hair that part of it's red and part of it's black, is that going to be disqualified? The law is if the bottom of it's red and the tips of it are black, that does not disqualify the Paraduma. So the Braisa says, Vatania, Shte Saros, Ikarn Madim, let's say you have two hairs where the roots, the lower part where it's closer to the skin, is red. The rosh on the tips of it, which is the ones that are hanging out, are mashkir, are dark, are black. So what's the halacha? Says Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, Omer, gozes b'misperayim v'enachoshes. You're allowed to cut the black part of the hair, and there's no concern here of the violation of Giza. Normally we know by a kudshim, and Paraduma is considered a kudshim, but there's an isser of Giza. You're allowed, why are you allowed to do this? Isn't a violation of Giza? Because davar sheinu miskaven. Your kavana is not to do Giza. You're not looking to shear the animal. You're looking to just remove the black part of the red hair. So the fact that he allows this clearly assumes that Davar She'en Miskaven is Mutter, and we see Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam does not agree to Shita's Rav. So Gemara says, no, Shiny Para de la Baskizahi. Paraduma is not a classic kudshim. You don't bring the paraduma as a carbon in the base of Migdash. It's brought on outside the onto Har Mishcha. It's not a carbon at all, and therefore it's not subject to Giza. That's why it's allowed. But he would agree. By a regular, had there been some parallel case by a real kudshim animal, a real carbon, he would agree. It would be Aser, because he does agree Davar Shein Miskaven is in fact Aser, just that paraduma is not subject to the Issur of Giza. That's why it's allowed. Gemara says, really? You're allowed to do Giza by Paraduma? V'atani, the Braisa says, quotes in the Pasuk, Lo savor b'chor sherecha, lo sagos b'chor tzonecha. Don't work the shore, don't shear the sheep. The Gemara says, Ein li el ilin yoshur b'avoda, there's an iser lo savor b'chor sherecha. And I also only know of it's own b'giza. You can't do Giza to a sheep. But how do I know that each one applies to the other? Minayin li tenes zeh ha'amur l'shazeh b'zeh, ve'es ha'amur l'shazeh b'zeh. How do I know that iser avoda applies to a tzone as well? And the Issur Giza applies to shore as well. Tamalomer lo savod lo sagos, that since it says the letter Vav, that it connects to Isurim, that Giza and Avod apply equally to both the shore and to the tzon. So we see that a para is a type of shore. It's included in this Issur Giza as well. So we say there is an Issur Giza. So how does Rabbi Yossi bar Shulam allow you to remove the du Giza on the paraduma? The Gemara says, no, el shiny para de kachay bedek. Habayisu, that paraduma, granted it's a shore, but it's not a real carbon. It's only, there's two types of, we said that we've learned before, the two types of kadshim. There's kadshim kedushas haguf, which are animals which have intrinsic kedusha, which are the actual carbonos brought in this bech. And then there are those animals that are kedushas damim, which is also keche bedek habayis, where only the value is kadosh, but the animal is in kedushas haguf. Which means that there's an external value in the Kedusha, but it's only Bedek Abayis, and you're allowed to do Giza on Bedek Abayis. The Torah is only telling us Giza is also by Kedushas Aguf. But Bedek Abayis, you're allowed to do Giza. Where it says, really? You're allowed to do Giza by Bedek Abayis? V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar teaches us, Kachay Bedek Abayis, Asurim B'Giza V'Avoda. So you can do Giza by Bedek Abayis, which includes even Paraduma. So Gemara goes back to square one. Gemara says, that's only Midirabanam. There's only Midirabanam Isser of doing Giza. So Gemara says, okay, it's a Midir Banam. So still, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam still has to deal with the question of you can't do Giza and Paraduma. Granted, it's not a Derais Isser, but still a Derabanan Isser. So how does he allow you to cut the black part of the red hairs on the Paraduma? And the Gemara says, Ella, shiny para de lo shchicha. We know there's a concept, even though Chachamar goes a certain Isurim, but Malkum shchicha lo gazrin. When something is uncommon, they didn't have their, they did not apply their gzeiras. And since paraduma is extremely rare, it's lo shchichi, therefore the Isur Giza, which is midirbanan by other cases of Bedek Abayis, does not apply to the situation of a paraduma. And for that reason, he says, go ahead without any concerns and cutting off the black part of the red hairs, and he doesn't contend with the Shita of Rav. In general, he holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Usur, but Paraduma, there's no Isur to even speak of. So Gemara says, we have another Eitza. Getting around the whole problem is, why not say, the reason why Rabbi Yossi permits you to do Giza, maybe you should say, V'lichle, take the Kedusha Bedeka, we know Paraduma has a certain Kedusha Bedeka bias. So, be mechal the Kedusha, you see some black hairs on the Paraduma, and you want to snip away at it. So what you should do is, be mechal the Kedusha of Paraduma onto some mouse, and then lipke lechulun, so now the Paraduma is a regular chulun animal, it's a red animal, but it's still chulun. The ligs, they then cut off whatever hairs you want, so there's no violation of any Isurim in their bottom. The Hadar Likatya, and then re-sanctify the Paraduma of the Kedushas Bedek Abayis. And this way there's no Shaila of having to do Giza on Paraduma at all. The Gemara says the reason why you can't do this is because Dameha Yikarn, the Paraduma is extremely expensive. We know from the stories in Dama Ben Asina, they're very expensive. So you can't just stop and find, I don't know how much Chacham are willing to pay for this, but it can be $1 million, let's say, for a Paraduma, extremely rare. So Gemara says, V'le'ave la k'dishmuel. So there's another Eitza. Shmuel has a following din, and we pass him this way. Damar Shmuel, hekte shava mana shechila shava pruta mechulam. Let's say you have a davar hekte, it's $100. This table, let's say it's $100. And I need to really value, I want to be mechal the kedusha from the tables in order to use it. So the halacha is, I could take a pruta, which is just a couple of pennies, and I could be mechal the kedusha onto the pruta. Even though the values are not the same, this is $100 and that's two pennies, but if Shmuel holds, you're allowed to mechal on a pruta, even though they don't equal each other. So Gemara, so we'll do the same thing. Take a penny or two and have the Kedusha of the Paraduma, Michalal, onto the penny, on the Pruta. So Gemara says, Amar Amar Shmuel Shechilo. Granted, he says, it's b'diavad, if one had done that, it would be an acceptable chilo. But lichatchila mi amar, would he say this to be lichatchila? Would he allow that lichatchila to work? So therefore, we don't have any suggestion, and that's why we have to explain Shitas Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, that he allows you to cut the hairs of the animal simply because there is no Isser Giza of a Paraduma, because it's a Makom de lo Shchicha lo Gazer Rabbanan. Ibar, same alternatively, we're going to go back to the initial assumption the Gemara made. Rav Savalei, Rabbi Yosi bar Shilom, ben HaMashulam, but Rabbi Yosi ben HaMashulam lo, Savalei Karav, meaning he doesn't hold that way, and Rabbi Yosi and Chanami says, Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. The Gemara now says, we said in the Mishnah, V'toleish es aser uvilvad, shlo yizizenu mimkomo. When the Mishnah has been describing how to go about cutting the Makom HaShechita and the Bechor, so what you do is that if you remove some of the hair to get to the Makom HaShechita, so then what you do with the hair is you don't move the hair from its place, you leave it clinging together to the other piece of hair, intertwined with the hair. You don't want to remove it anywhere else. Leave it attached to some other hair, some other tzemer on the animal. So says the Gemara now on this Mishnah, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Shanu, it's only true Elabiyad if a person used their hand, so then you're allowed to pluck away at some of the hair to get to the Makom Shechita. Aval B'Kli Asa, you're not allowed to use a Kli, even for the purpose of Shechita, you can't use a scissor of some sort to remove the hair, only Biyad. The Gemara asks the question, V'Hakatani, doesn't the Mishnah say, Osa Makom Bakofitz Mikan Makan? You're allowed to use a shechting knife to slice off some of the hairs to get away it. To make the Makom Shechita available and accessible. So we see you can use a kli even to remove the hairs, which is against Shechita's Rav Ashi. Gemara says, Tani lakofitz. No, it doesn't mean using bakofitz, not using ayidei kofitz, it's meaning lakofitz, to make room for the kofitz. But how do you make room, says Rav Ashi, only through your hand, you're moving hair with your hand. By ayidei kli, eina chanami would be prohibited according to Rav Ashi. Then the Gemara says, V'chein atolish yisaseya liros mum. So a person, if you want to have the Kohen inspect the animal, you see something that seems strange on the Bechor, and you want to have a Kohen take a look, is this a mum or not a mum? It's hard to see, you know, when a person, let's say a surgeon, has to do surgery, so in order to get to the makom, the place where he has to cut through the skin, you have to remove the hair. If the guy's getting surgery on the head, you need to remove the hair to see what's going on there. So if you want the Kohen to inspect the animal, you have to remove the hair to be able to see what's going on. So the Mishnah says, V'chein tolish esaseyar liros mum. Asks the Gemara, Ibarilu, is this lichachila? Lichachila, do we recommend removing it so it's more visible by the Kohen? Or do we say, no, one should not really do this? But b'di'eved, if one had done this, so then we say, okay, let him take a look at this, but just make sure the hair is not, no one takes hair away from the animal. Leave it, the detached hair, still among the other wool hair connected to the animal. So is this lechachila, or is this only b'di'eved to remove the hair for rias mum? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Tashma, the Gemara quotes a braisa. Tzemer hamesubach ba'ozen. If there's, let's say, some wool, some hair that's still attached, it's detached, but still mixed among the other hair on the ear, so then it's loose hairs that are still there on the body. Rabbi Yosi ben HaMashulam Omer, tolsho umar es mumo. You're allowed to remove the hair out of the way so the Kohen could take a look. Shema Amina lichadchila, so the Chacham could look rather, Shema Amina lichadchila, Shema Amina. We see from the Brice, it's clearly presented that lichadchila, one is tolish, one removes the hair in order to have the Chacham inspect the mum. So Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says the same thing. Afanan Nami Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chein atolish esaseya liros makom mum. You could pluck away the hair to see the mum. So Mai, what's he referring to here? Ilema is talking about what's lechachila shelo yazizu es makomo, that you shouldn't remove it from the body, even though you remove the hair, have it still stay connected to the other piece of hair in the body, leave it detached, but still clinging to other pieces of hair. If that's what the din we're teaching in the statement here, in that Mishnah, that's not a chiddush. We don't need the Mishnah to teach me the din of lo yazizu min komo. Why? Hashta mashoche de shchitasa mochechas alav. The person that's a shchita, and everyone sees a shchita, that what's going on here, there's no real chashash shelo yazizenu. You don't really have to remove it, move the hair somewhere else, because everyone sees there's a shchita here. And now I'm using the hair that's been removed. It's clear I'm allowed to use it because I did a proper shchita. So lo yazinu, the rose is makom amun. Lo yazizenu. Even though everyone sees I'm doing a shchita, and it's clear what I'm doing, and you would think that I should be able to take the hair off the animal, the detached hair, remove it from the animal, and save it somewhere on the side to use later on, yet still the Gemara says, lo yazizenu mekom, I'll still leave it part of the animal, even though it's detached. If it's liros mekom hamum, if it's coming to have someone inspect the chacham, to check the mum, which is not as nicker, As opposed to shechita is really nicker, what's going on? But a person is inspecting a mum, and that's why I'm removing the hairs, it's not so nicker. Certainly in that case, by the checking of the mum, I would have to leave the hair that's detached, still leave it somehow tucked away in the rest of the tzemer. So that's mibar, you have to teach that din? Certainly not. I mean, the din of lo yazizenim komo is obvious by the case of liros makom mum. So what's the din being taught in the Mishnah? It must be teaching a different din, elav atolish. It must be referring to the din of tolish, removing the hair that's permitted lichachila. Shema mina lichachila, shema mina. So what comes out from this discussion here is, if a chacham has to check the mum of a bachor, you're lichachila supposed to remove the hair so he could see it better, but just make sure when you take the hair off, lo yazizenu mimkomo. Okay, last two lines of the Amud here. The Mishnah begins as follows. It says, Se'ar b'chor ba'mum she'nasar. Now, so let's say you have hair or wool of the animal, the b'chor. The b'chor is a ba'mum. And the animal was alive and some of the hair fell off. So what do you do with the hair? Finicho b'chal, and you leave it in the windowsill of some sort. Don't get hana. Leave it off to the side somewhere, but don't get hana. V'achar kach shchato. Afterwards, you shech the b'chor. So now, once the shchiti of the b'chor, behein the b'chor ba'mum, you're allowed to eat the animal, you can now go ahead and get that hair that you left off to the side, and that's permitted as well. The Gemara then says, "How that's a kavya ben mehala mut mater. He permits you, after the shechting, you can go get ahead and get hanah from the tzemer that had detached when alive. Meaning, when the animal is shechted, so then everything attached to the animal is permitted. I could eat it, I could get the tzemer. The question is, if it was detached while it was still alive, and then you did the shechita, is your shechita able to retroactively permit the tzemer that was detached earlier? A kavya ben mehala says mater is permitted. However, going on to Amud Beis, now Chachamim Osim, they say it's prohibited from getting hana from the hair that's been detached. So what's the reason behind this? So look at Rashi in the very top in the Mishnah. Chachamim Osim, that hair that was detached before Shechita, because these Sharis Tzemer Hanosheris Mechayim, if you permit the hair, the wool that was detached prior to Shechita, so Asi Leshuye LeBechor, the person's going to then leave the animal, the Bechor Ba'mum, alive for a while, Kadesh Tasha Temer Kol Shah. This way it's going to continue to grow, and you continue to have more shearings and stuff. V'yase Bali De Takala, Sheyigzos V'yavar Bo. That's going to be a very dangerous thing, because the longer you leave the Bechor there, the more likely it is to do Giza, and to do Avoda, and therefore we're concerned with this, so therefore we say, no, you could get no Hanah from the hair that was detached earlier, there's no benefit you could get. This way, to encourage the individual to Shech that right away. So Mikra Din Chacham agree that really the hair is permitted, but they created a gzera. That's all Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas between Akavi ben Mehalel and Chachamim. Comes along Amar Lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, Lo Bazeh, not in this case, Hiter Akavi ben Mehalel. He didn't permit this case when you shechted it and retroactively permitting the use of the hair. Ela Seyar Baal Mum Shenashar V'hinicho B'chalon V'acharkach Meis. The case is if it dies, not if it was shechted, but if the animal died. So again, the same situation was the hair was removed while the animal was alive. Then the animal died. In that case, bezeh kavya ben mahala mater. That's where it permits you to then retroactively benefit from the hair that was removed earlier. In this case, chachamim osim. Now the Gemara is going to make an assumption based on this discussion that he's referring to a mace. If Yossi thinks a machlok is when it dies, what does he hold when it's a shechita? The Gemara's initial assumption is when there's a shechita, that Akavi ben Mehalel says it would be usher, that the shechita would not permit the hair that was moved beforehand. And that's going to, the Gemara is going to contend with that. Then the end of the Mishnah says tzemer hamedulda b'bechor. Let's say you have some loose hairs from a bechor. It's still mixed in with the rest of the tzemer. It hasn't been removed at all, but it's loose. It's detached. It's just mixed among the other wool that is attached. As shenira magiza, that which is visible with the giza. When you do the shearings, and it comes aloft after you shech the animal, you have to do the giza. So you remove all the hair, and you recognize the loose end, loose hair, with all the giza. That's mutar bana. That you're allowed to get. But she'ena nira ima giza, that which is not recognizable, that's not mixed together with the giza at all, so then aser, we view that as being detached from beforehand, and that, at least according to Chachamim, who aser any hair removed, here as well, if it's not part of the rest of the hair that was attached, he would say it's aser, like the case it was placed in the chalon. Okay.
We say once it's shechted, once it's shechted, we say that it's mutter, before we said, and here we say, once it's shechted,
no, we said in Shechted, that was machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that was machlokas between Chachamim and Akavi ben Mehalel. Chachamim says, Aser, if it's Shechted. Here as well, it's Aser as well, if it's Shechted. So again, according to Chachamim, if the case is you took the hair off beforehand, it was detached, you placed in the window, and then you shecht it, you can't. You have to aser it. That's not allowed because people are going to concern and they're going to leave the bechor around. But let's say the hair that was detached remains still mixed together part of the body. So do you view that it's physically detached, but it appears like it's still attached? So he says it all depends on the impression. If when it's still part of the tzemer, it looks still different, that's as if it was on the chalon and would be aser. But if it's still on the animal detached, mixed together, and no one could distinguish between that which was detached and that was attached, that's viewed as part of the attached hair, and he would permit it. That's a case where Chachamim would allow you to get hana, to benefit from the seyar. So Gemara now says, Mechlal de aser. So we have that machlokas according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How to understand the machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalel and that of Chacham? So the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, machlokas is if the animal died after the... What was the halacha with regards to the tzemer that was detached earlier? But that implies it was a case of shechita. There Rabbi Yossi would think that Akavya would even say that is also as well. So Mechlal de aser, hashta b'meis shari. If the case of mace, if the animal dies, and Akavya ben Mahalel permits you to use the tzemer that was removed earlier, so shechting, shchato, when you shecht it, mibari, is that needed to teach me? The shchita is even more obvious case to permit the situation, because the animal just drops dead, so then the halacha is you can't get hana from it. But yet, if Akavya lets you do it, when it dies, so kavachomer, you should be allowed to use it even when it's a case of shchita. So the Gemara says, Ella, no, the understanding of Rabbi Yossi of the machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalel and Chacham is as follows. Ella lo bazeh hitir Akavya Chacham osim. Not this, this is not the case. The case of Shechita is not where there's a machlokas, because b'shach and shchato divya kol shari. When there's a case when you shech the animal, everybody agrees, even Chacham agree, you'll have to get hana from that seyar that had already been detached before the Shechita. There, that's not machlokas at all. Ki pligi, when is there machlokas? B'meis. When the animal, when the bechor dies, so then Chacham say, in that case, since you have to bury the animal that dies, you can't get hana from the seyar as well. So it comes along now, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Reish Lakish. Machlokas, b'shi, he has a whole understanding, a whole different understanding of the machlokas here in the Gemara. Gemara wants to know, what's this debate here about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Akavya ben Mahalel and Chachamim? Rav Asi says as follows. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Reish Lakish, machlokas between Akavya and Chachamim is b'shehitiro mumcha. When a mumcha, a person who knows how to declare mumim a good mum or not a good mum, so that's the machlokas here. What's going on here? So let's say you have an animal that's a mum, and then he says you're allowed to shech the animal. So then, afterwards, after getting the heter, so some tzemer falls off, you haven't shechted it just yet, and then you shecht it after the fact. So again, it's a mum, it's established as a mum, and then the nitlash some of the hair, and then there's a shechita. So what's the status of that hair that detached after the kviyas mum, but before the shechita? So Mar Savar Chacham say, Gazrinan, we're concerned, Dilma Asil Leshuyeh. We're concerned that the guy might leave the animal around, because now it's a bamum, and he's allowed to get hana from all the hair, so let's leave the animal much longer around to get more shearings as the time goes on. Any hair that falls off, I'll just take. So we're concerned of him leaving it around, that's going to lead to Isurim, that's going to lead to a takala of Gizav Avoda. Mar, however, Akavya ben Mahala holds Savar Lo Gazrin, there is no chashash at all. Ava, but if it's a situation lo etiu mumcha, but if let's say mumcha never permitted you to have the bechor at all, he didn't look at it or he didn't permit it yet, and some hairs fall off before the shechita, divya kol aser. Everybody agrees, even Akavya ben Mahala agrees that the hair that fell off earlier is going to be us. So then the Gemara asks the question. Moser Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi asks the question. Bali mumim osin mekol shu. Rav Yossi omer yuvukar. So there's a brayse that says as follows. Let's say a bamum gets mixed together with animals, behemos tmimos. Most you have a pen of 100 kosher animals, and they all are tamim, all roy for the carbon, and a bamum jumps in. So say, Chachamim, the entire group is aser, because you don't know which is the bamum, which is not the bamum. It's all aser, even if only one of them, it's one of 100, one of 1,000, they're all aser. Rabbi Yossi said, no, yevukar, do an inspection, see which one's the bamum, and you get around the problem. And every once you find the bamum, the rest is permitted. So Avinamba, the Gemara wants to understand this brisa. My yuvukar, what does it mean to yuvukar, to be mevaker, to inspect the animals? Elaim, if what it means is the baal mumhu, to check which one's the baal mum, v'lishkalei, and then remove this animal from the pen, which means the remaining going to be permitted. So mechlad the Tanakama amar lav, that would imply chachamim don't allow you to do that. Why did the chachamim say you can't inspect for the baal mum and remove it, and the rest is permitted? He says that wouldn't work. Everyone would agree. You find the baal mum, take him out, and the rest is permitted. So that can't be the definition of yivukar. What Yivukar must mean is Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. It means Hacha Begizas Bechor Bamum Askinan. We're talking about not the animal of Bamum that gets mixed together, but the shearings of a Bamum that get mixed together with the shearings of a Tam animal. And that you can't inspect really. You can't tell which shearings came from which animals. So Hacha Begizas Bechor Bamum Askinan, Shinis Arvu Begizai Chulin, that got mixed together with regular Chulin. With regular chulin shearings. So what's halach in this case? Man Tanakama, who's the Tanakama that says Aser? It must be Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar Nishchatu Aser Rabbanim. Rabbi Yehuda understood if there was a proper shechita done by the Bechor, still nonetheless Chacham were Machmir, that you can't get Hana with from the hair removed before the shechita. So when it gets mixed together with all the chulin, since you can't tell which ones came from the Bamum, which one came from the chulin animal, the whole Tarovis is Aser. Rabbi Yossi, the Tamei, Rabbi Yossi goes according to Ishita. That Rabbi Yossi holds the Amar, Nishchatu Shar Rabbanim. And the animal, when the Bechor Bamu was shechted, so then you can get Hana from any Tzemer that was detached before it. So that's the Machlokas here. Machlokas is, again, there's a two-way Machlokas, that's the same Machlokas, but Lashitasim. What's the lach of having an animal, the hair was removed, and then you shech the animal, can you get Hana from that hair? Chacham say no, Rabbi Yossi says no, a mutter. Another nafkamin is, if it gets mixed together with other hair, other shearings of chulin, whether that will aser the rest or not. If you hold the hair as aser, like chachamim, then the mixture is going to be aser as well. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that the hair detached before the shechita is mutter, so then it won't aser the mixture either. So then the Gemara says, v'katani, that which he says yivukar, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi says yivukar, what does it mean yivukar? Ma yivukar, la does not mean imum kavua, imum over who? You have to inspect whether this is a mum kavua or a mum over. Meaning if it's a mum kavua, that means it's an established, it's a set, it's a permanent mum. That means it's a real bechor ba mum. That's where when you shecht it, you're allowed to get hana from the tzemer that was removed earlier. But if it's only a mum over, which does not allow you to do a shechita, so then all the tzemer beforehand is going to be aser b'hana. So we see from here, af agav shlo hitir mumcha. So we're seeing from here, even though this wasn't established as from a mumcha, I mean, we're looking afterwards, after it's mixed together, inspect the animal. If the animal has a baal mum now, mum kavua, so then you could get hana, the tzemer that was mixed, it's all mutter. But if you establish right now that the animal is only a mum over, so then you can't get hana, you have to assume that tzemer is aser. But this whole discussion is where there is never hetir chacham before him. Remember just a few seconds ago we said Rabbi Reish Lakish said this whole discussion is only where the mumcha is already matir with mum kavua. But if it wasn't mumcha, even a Kavi bin Mahal says asr. But this Brisa says even if it wasn't established as a mumcha, wasn't matir yet, if you could establish it right now as mum kavua, then you can permit it. That's against what we just said. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava, Rava says lo. That's not what it means. Yivukar means I hitir mumcha in ilolo. We're not saying establish right now whether it's mumkavu or not. We're saying inspect whether this animal had a hitir beforehand. If the mumcha was matir earlier, so then the whole mixture is permitted. But if a mumcha wasn't permitted, it had not permitted earlier, even though right now you might find the mumkavua, that's not good enough. The taroves would in fact be us. So Kisalak Rabin, when Rabin left from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Shmaya, he said over the sugya kame to Rabbi Yirmiya. He said to Rabbi Yirmiya the following discussion we just had. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, and Rabbi Yirmiya is very strong in this matter. I think he said a similar statement in several places in Shas. Amar Bavloi Tipshoi, Mishum Diyasi Ba'ara De Chashocha, Amar Shmaya Sid Mechashchen. The Bavloim are foolish because they sit in a dark place. Babel was very low and dark, and therefore they say a very dark statement, if you will. In other words, they say something that doesn't make much sense. So Gemara says, he says, Vayter says Rabbi Yirmiya, Lo Shmi Lahu, did the people in Babel not hear the following statement? Ho de Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Machlokas, the whole machlokas in the Mishnah that we've been discussing up until now is only Mishabadak Vlamatza, that if they checked all the animals and they didn't find it. So nothing to do with hetir mumchar or not. You have a whole, it's not the tzemer, it's not the shearing, it's the animals themselves. So you have 1,000 animals that are all tamim, and one baal mum jumps in. So you have 1,001 animals, you don't know where the baal mum is. So you're inspecting all the animals, you inspect all 1,001, and you can't find the animal with the baal mum. That's where the machlokas is. So what's going on here? So baduk v'lamatzah, you checked every single animal, all 1,001 animals, and you can't find the baal mum. So what's the din? And they're arguing about, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'kamiflagi b'plugsa de Rabbi Meir v'rabbanon. What's their machloket? It's a mission, Maseches Nida. It says, etnan, shehoi Rabbi Meir Omer, kol davar sheya b'cheskas tuma, v'yolam hu b'tumaso, ad shetivada v'hatuma. When something has an established chazaka as being tamei, let's say a property, a field, we know there's something tamei in here. There's a kever, there's a grave of some sort here in the sadeh. So we assume the whole sadeh is tamei until you find the exact kever. And if you can't find it, everything's tamei. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. Chacham Omer, no. Chofer Achim Agilas Ela Ulavasula. You could dig down as much as you find it. And if you dig and you look at every single place, you can't find the kever, so we don't know what happened to it, but you could assume it actually is Tahor. So if you can't find it, if Bad Kuvlo Matsu, say Rechacham, it's permitted. Reb Meir says, no, it's still Tameh. So that's Machlokas here as well. You're Bodek Vlo Matsu. You checked all 1,001 animals and you couldn't find it. I don't know what happened to the animal. It could have flown away. Who knows what happened? But if I can't find it, everything becomes Tahor according to Chachamim. But Reb Meir assumed everything is still going to be Usher until you actually find the Davar Tameh, or in this case, until you find that Baal Mum. That's the Machlokas. Gemara says, another explanation of Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, no, there's a different pshat in terms of the Machlokas between Akavi ben Mahal and Chacham. Rabbi Yassi's understanding was as follows. Rabbi Yassi Amar, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas kishabadak umatzah. You inspected it and you found the animal. So you found the one animal, and we said before, you find the animal, remove the animal, and the remaining 1,000 animals are all kosher, they're all tamim. So that too is not so clear. Why? Because we have a machlokas. Kimiflagi beplukse de Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. He says this as follows. The Sani, the Brisa, teaches us that saw the Shavid Bakever. You know there was a field that certainly there was a grave. But over time you lost the Masor where exactly that was. So you did some inspections, you started digging through. Nichnas Besocho, Tame. One, a Kohen, or even a regular person walks in, the person becomes Tame because the whole field is considered Tame. But let's say Nimsa Besocho Kever. Let's say you do some inspection and you find the Kever. You find where the Kever is. So then Nichnas Atocho, Tari. You could go to the other parts and you could be completely Tar. You know that's in this area, this corner. You once you found the kever, the kohen can walk the rest of the area. A non-kohen can walk through and not become tamei. It's all permitted. If you find it, we assume everything else is tahor. That's the first opinion in the brisa. That's the Tanakama. Shani Omer, because I hold who kever shavad, who kever shenim. So that was the one that was lost, and that was the one that was found. That's Divrei Rebbe. Comes along Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, he says, Omer, no, tibadei ka sada kula. Just because you found it once doesn't mean there's no other kever there. You have to continue to inspect and make sure there is no other kever as well. So here too, you have 1,001 animals. Fine, you found the first animal, but you may have another mumkavua somewhere else, and therefore you have to inspect every one of the 1,000 animals left. So that's the machlokas here.
Let me go point to chazoka. Most of the animals are okay.
Each machlokas is that you have to read through the sugya why that is the case there. I'm not sure Rashi provides a reason why we say that case. But the chazak right now is aser because the established chazak, since we don't know, the whole thing is aser.
Right, I'm saying once you find the animal.
You still have to undo that chazaka. And you have to check the efshe levarer, so it's not so pasha, just the chazaka right now. Everything's aser. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yassi, now the Gemara wants to, why do Rabbi Yassi versus Rabbi Chia, they had different pshat than what Rabbi Yochanan said. So they had two understandings of the machlokas. Either is machlokas if badak v'lo matzah, or is a case of badak v'matzah. So that's the machlokas, how to read it. So why didn't they agree to the other person's pshat of this machlokas, understanding shitas Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yassi, who said this was a case of badak u'matzah, yet you still have to possibly inspect further. So my time lo amar Rabbi Chia bar'aba. Why didn't he establish the machlokas, a case where badak Volomata, a case where you inspected and you didn't find it. So then Amalach, he says, or Rashi says, Bishma Gabi Tuma, I understand why the Gabi Tuma. So if the if you badak Volomata, Amar, Ba'ore Venatla, Ba'achwe Venatla, that's possible that Orev came, a raven came, some type of rodent, a mouse came and took it away. So that I understand, and there's room to say that it's not there anymore. Badak Volomata, by Tuma case, that makes sense to me. But Elahacha here, Ba'mum lehechnazo. Where did the Ba'mum go? How could anyone ever say Badlik Vela Matzah? Oh, it must have disappeared. Mum Kavuas don't disappear. So I'm not satisfied with anyone holding Badlik Vela Matzah, just ignore it. There's a Mum somewhere here. By Badlik Vela Matzah, by Tumma, I could think of a reason why the Tumma may have left. Oriv came, Achbar came. So therefore, I don't think you could apply the same Achlok as a Badlik Vela Matzah to the case of Mum. What about the opposite way? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, his understanding, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that my time in the Omer Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says there's a case of Badak v'lamatzah. So why didn't he establish a case of Badak u'matzah, and yet there's still a machlokas, because maybe another, there might be another mum there. Amalach, he says, Bishma, I understand by the Sada, Darachal Mikvar Ba, Techiecha de Kavar Behai, Kavar Inishachrina. So I understand, even though you found, you know the Sada was Tamir, but you lost the Masar where the Kever was. So you found one Kever. So it's likely there could be another Kever as well, because just like Reuven buried someone, perhaps Shimon also thought this was a very nice lot to bury things in, bury people in. So that makes sense. I understand finding one doesn't remove the rest of the field from the status of being Tamei. Ela Kodshim, here, came with the Badkin La Makaima, since you already inspected and you saw that all the animals before the Mum jumped in, you had 1,000 animals that were all Tamim, Darchinu Lamepa Bahamuma. Do you think it's possible they're going to create a Mum? If I have an animal that I checked and there's no Ba Mum, we don't have to. It happens to be for the carbon tumid and the carbonus, the basic milk, that you would check a few days beforehand. Every 3 days they check, and so, but it's not so likely that a mum just comes. Once I inspect the animal, we assume it's tom. So now suddenly an animal, I found one animal. So now I'm the choshes that every animal possibly had a mum because there's another mum in here. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, badik matzah, you found the one animal. There's no need to check the remaining animals at all. So how come the other one thinks you do have to check the remaining animals? What's a svara? So Gemara says, "Idach agav d'minganche adadei shkiach b'muma." Because when animals are together, they're bunched together in a herd, in a little pen here, they bump into each other, they gore each other, they fight, they play, they play around, and therefore, even though you checked the ones before, there is possibly a likelihood that it created another mum, and you have to inspect all 1,000 animals. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day, and a mazel tov in the bar mitzvah, and the bris rather.